Howdy, I'm Captain Haddock. This is Tintin.
Howdy.
You want to say howdy? What the hell is that? And you are listening to 555 Filk. Howdy, she says. What are we watching this week?
We watched The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
The 1947 classic starring Danny Kaye.
No.
So good.
No, we watched the newer one with Ben Stiller. I do want to see the older one.
I definitely watched the older one.
Seriously?
Yeah, legit. I'm here to talk about this clumsy daydreamer who gets caught up in a sinister conspiracy.
Did you seriously watch the wrong one?
You watched the wrong one. We're watching The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, yeah? Right? I'm asking you a question.
Is that the right one?
This is the right one.
We can't do this. Oh, okay. We watched the same movie.
Oh, well, I also watched the 2013 one.
Okay.
Yeah, we can talk about that one if you want.
Oh, okay. Jake.
Yeah, I grew up on the other one. It's great. You would love it. Or you might hate it. I don't know your life.
Interesting.
But they're so separate.
Mm-hmm. It's also based off a short story, which it's not even close to.
Neither one is.
Okay. What do you think of the beginning?
I think Walter's annoying, but I like his daydreams, and I thought the movie was going to be... Do you remember the show Eli Stone?
I do not.
Okay, so Eli Stone, he gets like a brain tumor or something, and all of a sudden, like, he's sitting there in his bedroom and he hears George Michael singing in his living room, goes in there, he's singing on the coffee table, he starts seeing stuff, like he sees a dragon attacking his office and he's just going crazy because of this brain aneurysm. I thought we were going to see this guy go nuts and that's going to be the movie.
Okay.
So I thought it was going to be like, he's so bored with his life and then all of a sudden just like snaps and instead of going all, whatever that movie is, where Ant-Man's dad went crazy, falling down, I think, where he went crazy and started shooting everybody with a shotgun, instead of that, he just started seeing things like crazy.
Oh, okay.
I was not ready for this movie.
Okay. I remember seeing the trailer for this and not getting to see it in theaters, so I didn't really think it would go that way.
I remember loving the trailer.
Yeah. It looked fantastic, and it was.
We meet him. We meet his boring job. We meet... Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Okay, Adam Scott.
Adam Scott annoys the hell out of me.
I feel like I know him from a bunch of stuff.
He's from Parks and Rec.
All of the things that I've watched him from, I don't know him. And all the things that I've looked up that he's in, I've never seen those. But I feel like when I watch this movie, I don't know Step Brothers well enough.
He's in Little Evil, and it's just awful. That's the one where I was going to be like, it's going to be like The Babysitter on Netflix, and it's not. And the idea is so good. So, like, do you know the story of The Omen with Damien and all that jazz?
No.
Okay, this lady, she has a baby. Baby gets switched out, and they get the devil's child. They're literally raising the Antichrist.
Great.
This movie is the same thing, except for his dad's already dead, and now he's going to be Damien's stepdad. Great story for a movie. This could be hilarious.
The Antichrist is going to be the stepdad?
No. The Antichrist is going to have a new stepdad, played by Adam Scott.
Oh, okay.
And the movie was garbage, and I hated it.
Okay.
But I don't hate him. I just...
I don't know if
I don't like him.
Reminds me of the kid who played I'm Number 4, if that's why I think I know him.
I don't know what that is.
You've never seen it?
Nope.
It was good. I don't think they ever made any more movies. It's like a series.
9 clone kids or something, right?
12, I think. 12 kids from an alien planet.
Everything, and I know Adam Scott has roots in, like, he's there's finger quotes around this, a comedian. He has his roots in improv and everything, but okay. I feel like he always feels like that one guy in improv class. Always. And it doesn't work. And him trying to play a dick in this movie didn't work. But I really? Do like that the one guy was like, and your beard looks stupid because it did.
Yeah.
I'm glad that happened. And like, I mean,
he definitely came off as a jerk. I did not care for him.
He comes off as a jerk, but like not a bully. Like you can't be, I don't know. You can't be Adam Scott and be a bully.
Okay.
I guess. That's me.
Okay. Interesting.
I feel like he was the wrong choice. That's just
me. He was annoying enough to be... Okay.
But like, that's what he should have played, is the annoying little guy in the office then. Rather than, like, the walk-in, change things to my way or else you're out kind of a guy.
They were all out anyway.
Right. But I'm saying, like, he's coming in as that character that I don't feel like...
He played it very well.
I don't think he has the range to play it.
Okay. I can see that.
What else?
I do love the Stretch Armstrong daydream with him and... Walter.
Where he's making fun of him for it, or in the elevator. Yeah.
And then across town, and...
That. So the fight bit?
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
It's so
funny. Of that whole thing. Any of the Adam Scott stuff. Like, the full fist fight over Stretch Armstrong was great.
It was fantastic.
So, the first time we meet Kristen Wiig,
mm-hmm.
I legit was just like, I don't want to watch this now. Really? I don't like Kristen Wiig as a comedian. I like her as an actress. So when she's being an actress, she's great. when she tries to be a comedian, she's not. I loved her in this.
She was fan. I loved her.
But, man, I just personally, her brand of comedy is not for me.
Okay.
I was surprised that we didn't get to see much of Ben Stiller, the comedian, in this.
Yeah, it's not a very comedic movie, is it?
No, and he directed it. So you'd think, like, he's going to build himself up, but it was all right. I mean, it's got comedy in it, but he didn't play...
The funny guy.
Yeah. He didn't play the Fokker. Well, even in that, he was kind of the straight man against everyone else, but...
Those movies are so good.
He didn't play... I saw the first two. I liked the first one, and there's a second one.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I never saw the third one.
There's another one?
Yeah, there's, like, Little Fokkers.
Oh, okay. I might have seen that one. I can't remember. I know we had
the
first
two. That's how good it is. We meet Kristen Wiig, though, mm-hmm. and... Like I said, I was not at all excited. And then I was like, oh, okay, we're going to have this version of her. I like her in this kind of a role.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever, she can do whatever the hell she wants. I don't have to like your movies. Mm-hmm. There's tons of people who don't like me, and they can fuck right off, too. But I dig these two playing off each other.
Yeah, they were really cute together, I thought.
Agreed. What did you think about the way they did his daydreams and everything?
I loved them.
Like how they would just burst into his day?
Yeah, I really like, because a couple of them you're like, wait, that's not happening. Like, the Stretch Armstrong one, I think he punches him or something, and I was like, okay, he's daydreaming, because there's right. no way.
So, that actually messed me up when he finally goes on his trip.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this is going to be another stupid daydream. It's going to end up being a daydream. And then it didn't, mm-hmm. and he's in that little town that I thought was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I like that little town, actually.
Which one?
Was it Antarctica or somewhere?
In Iceland.
Iceland?
Yeah, he went to Iceland. And
Greenland?
Greenland.
It was wherever the little frozen town where it's like 12 people.
Alaska.
Yes. Then that's the one I love.
I believe it was Alaska.
I was surprised Sean Penn played Sean Penn's part.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he not normally very good?
No, Sean Penn's great. It just it didn't seem like a very Sean Penn type of role. Like it's so small, and to have him play, like, I don't know, not quite a daredevil, but I mean, he's going to be putting himself in harm's way for these pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I love his relationship with him, where it's like, you know, you're the best. I know you're the best.
And yet they've never met.
They've
never met, which is crazy. And then he gets so offended when he threw the wallet out. Like, I couldn't believe he threw
I knew
the
it was going to be in the wallet.
Really?
I knew that whole bit. And I knew the mom was going to save it. And, like, that part, I got, like, immediately, you know that's going to happen. But I'm okay with it.
You watch too many movies, that's why.
I do watch a lot of movies. I don't go outside a lot. I like when he traded for that bike, but there's no way that...
Right.
Did he trade for the skateboard? He traded for the skateboard.
For the Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. There's no way that kid would have taken that deal. No.
But it was,
way.
It was great for the movie.
Yes.
I love the adventure bit.
Yeah, actually.
I feel like that's something we don't get to see in a lot of movies that take place now. Is, like, kind of a finding yourself.
You'll just have a montage
fun
and then
adventure.
It's gone.
Yeah. Adventure.
I do think, like, the version he ends up being is mm-hmm. better than his daydream version of himself. I like it better. I love his look in this movie. Like, he looks so boring. Ben Stiller.
At first.
Yeah. I love it. The helicopter pilot?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
So many. He's drunk and he's flying the plane, or the helicopter, and he gets in with them. He wasn't actually drunk, right?
The character?
The actor. I feel like that's the surprise thing that you're going to throw at me.
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, it just says the drunken helicopter pilot jokes that there are like 8 people in Greenland, and then when he goes, he only sees 8 people.
That's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. I thought so, anyway.
It's pretty funny. I love the song, Captain Tom to...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't get the words out.
Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Oddity.
Oddity. I love that in his daydream she plays it for him. And that's what gets him to go on the plane and start his adventure. And you'll notice after that, the daydreams almost disappear, or they're really short if they're there.
Yeah, it's a lot less of it.
They get progressively less, and I love that.
To see, like, how explosive his daydreams came into everything, it would have been amazing, I think.
Yeah.
And that fight you're talking about, where they're, like... Fully skating down the street on this thing.
They're skating on the dividing lines on the road. Like, those just... end up being skateboards or whatever. And then they're tearing up the road with it. It was crazy.
You know when, like, your parents are driving and you do that thing mm-hmm. with the side of the road?
Mm-hmm.
He never grew out of it, and I love that. He's definitely on drugs, or he needs to be. Because, like, I'm all about daydreaming, but, like, this guy loses touch with reality a couple times. Or, like, when they're like, hey, pay attention here.
Yeah, like, he's gone. He's so gone.
That's what... So, earlier you and I were talking about A Christmas Story, mm-hmm. and whenever Ralphie goes into these little things,
the montages,
I like in my head, I'm like, they're like in their world, there's just a kid smiling at nothing. And then the one time when Peter's like, Ralphie, go sit down or whatever. He's like, gotcha. But like, if you watch that movie muted, you don't hear the voiceover. That kid just stands smiling all the time. It's amazing. Like,
how
nothing
creepy.
Is going on. Right. And that's what he grew up to be, Walter Mitty. Ralph Parker changed his name to Walter. I don't remember Shirley MacLaine in this movie. Edna Mitty? Think? Oh, the mom.
Oh, the mom.
I do remember her now.
She's in it for a little bit.
Yeah,
she's real,
real quick.
Sweet. I thought it was interesting that Sean, the photographer, came and visited with Walter's mom.
Yeah. And, yeah, like, she's like, nothing of it.
Yeah.
I dig that. When did you know what the picture at the end was going to be?
I don't remember, because I watched this for the first time quite a few years ago, and I don't remember if I could figure out that it was a piano or not, but, like, I definitely remembered it was a piano, so when I rewatched it earlier this year, I was like, how do you not know it's a piano? Obviously it's a piano. I mean, look at the curve on that thing. It's a piano.
I didn't know what it was. The picture?
Oh, you're talking about the one at the end?
No, but I'm going to go with what you're saying, too, now.
Okay.
Rather than skip straight to the end.
Okay.
I didn't know what that picture was supposed to be. But I knew it.
That was, like, the last clue.
Yeah, you're fine. Well, I totally went to, like, I knew it was musical. I thought it was going to be the in curve on a violin.
Yeah,
I thought it curved in rather than out. Mm-hmm. Or was it in? I didn't remember.
It was both, I think.
I think it's funny that I immediately knew it was a musical instrument, though.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie's a moron. What? The pictures. I dug his little clues for everything, I guess.
Yeah.
I did dig that bit, but do you think he was actually leaving clues? Like, I know he says he wasn't, but do you think he was?
No.
No?
I think he just captures life as he sees it.
And then he just keeps the one pictures and tosses the rest? Like, typically. Not on this one role. I know this one role he wanted Walter to have that last picture.
Okay.
But, like, just, like, a out-of-focus shot of a boat or whatever, or the piano. Like, those, to you, make sense?
I don't know.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't think there's supposed to be clues.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe he just takes bad shots. I thought a couple of them were taken by other people.
Oh, that's right.
So I know the mom took the picture of the piano.
Yep. And I'll bet one of the kids took...
One of them had something to do with the mom's cake. I don't think that was a picture, though. I think that was just the wrapping.
Yeah, he
found the wrapper
in Alaska or wherever.
Yeah,
boat. That cake looks so good.
Right? Oh, my God.
That cake looked almost as good as, like, all the treats from Grand Budapest Hotel.
I've got to see that movie.
Shame on you.
I want to see it.
If you watch it, we can totally talk about it. It's a great
one.
I'm
going to have to watch it.
I want to see his new one, Isle of Dogs. Hey, that sounds like I Love Dogs. I just caught that right now.
I Love Dogs. Oh, all right.
I'll bet that's on purpose because it's Wes Anderson.
Hmm. That one definitely looks good. When is that one coming out?
I'm just going to say Christmas.
I couldn't remember if it was this year or first part of next.
Next year, no date. Scarlett Johansson in it. She's gonna
She's
gonna make me feel weird about a dog. I bet.
I feel like all the dogs were boys. Like, not all of them there, but
super racist.
But just, I remember from the voices, I feel like they were all.
I know. I can't. Like, I love his casting, and I know, like, that's like half the reason people hate him. It just says Scarlett Johansson is in it.
Okay. Half the people hate him is why?
Because he uses, like, the same actors, or the way he, like, makes sure everything's, like, super symmetrical in his shots.
Well, so does,
Yoko Ono's in it? Fuck this movie.
Who did Inception? Nolan. Nolan has a lot of the same actors, and I love that. Because I feel like we don't see those actors in as many other roles, so it's almost like getting the gang back together when you see one of his movies.
It's kind of how Tarantino does. Mm. He reuses a lot of the same
people. I'm so excited for that Tarantino movie that's coming out.
How excited are you?
So excited.
I don't even know
what you're
talking about.
Shape of Water.
That is not Tarantino. That's Guillermo del Toro, you
filthy... Oh, no. I'm a terrible
film
person.
Film director racist. All directors are the same.
The name sounded similar.
Guillermo del Toro and Quentin Tarantino?
Tease. It locked in under tease in my head.
Quentin Tarantino? Okay, you have homework.
Yeah, what's my homework?
Pick a Quentin Tarantino movie and watch it.
It's different from Del Toro?
Yes, very much so. So Del Toro has two kinds. He has films and he has movies.
Okay.
I love both.
Okay.
So, like, he did Hellboy.
Oh, I love Hellboy.
He did Pan's Labyrinth, which is so good and you need to watch it. That's but you right. might be afraid of the plant thing.
What?
Oh, and the guy with the eyes.
Okay,
so
that
creepy.
Sounds weird.
It's so, or without eyes, I guess. He has eyes, but yeah. All right. It's so good. What are you writing? Use your words. No, cuss that noise. Cuss that noise. The Hateful Eight. Are you in the mood for a really, really good but slow movie?
Wanting to watch Hateful Eight. Is that one of them?
Yes.
That's... I can't say
Tarantino.
That. Tarantino. Okay.
Just think of Totino's Pizza Rolls and be like, oh,
okay,
is that from Pizza Rolls?
I can't get the first name.
You can't get Quentin?
Quentin? I thought it was a
like,
G.
Like San Quentin? That's Guillermo del Toro.
Okay. I'm bad with names. I'm sorry.
Holy buckets. Hateful Eight is Tarantino.
Okay.
This is your homework. You've seen one of Del Toro's, and that's Hellboy.
Okay. And Hateful Eight's on Netflix. I'm going to have to check
Hateful
that out.
Hateful Eight's on Netflix. And it has Zoe Bell in it, and Zoe Bell is an absolute treasure and an angel.
Ooh, Zoe Bell. Why does it sound familiar?
I talk about her a lot. She's the stunt woman who ended up getting into movies, like being in movies. But she was like, she was Xena, she was Kill Bill, she was...
Okay.
In Death Proof, and she played herself in Death Proof, and it was the best.
Cool. All right.
And don't call her Australian, because she's a Kiwi, and they have a thing about that, I guess.
She's a Kiwi?
Yep. And she's totally watched a couple of our videos and listened to one of our podcasts.
Hey, that's really cool.
And she said that we were really nice, and that when we said mean things about one of her movies, that we shouldn't spoil it. That's her, though.
Oh, okay.
Big fan. Zoe Bell is a queen among men.
All right.
So there. That's what I have to say about that. We got going real far there while homeless Joe over here
searching
digging
for
through his bag. Holy buckets.
Yeah, stop recording outside.
For real, like, it's fine. Let's just go sit on the curb. There will be, like, less traffic out in the street. Homeless Joe over here. I'm going to totally add me being like, got any spare change? And then hearing the change. It's going to be a thing.
Sounds good.
Walter Mitty. I remember watching this. Okay. So we went through the photos.
Mm-hmm. So you knew at the end that it was going to be a picture of him?
I knew when they were just like, hey, I sent you the picture. You didn't get the picture. I knew that picture was going to be in the wallet. And then as soon as it was in the wallet, I knew it was going to be special to him for one reason or another. I knew it was going to be him doing something, but I didn't know what.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I absolutely love. So I thought this was going to be like, okay, have you ever seen Mr. Holland's Opus?
No.
This whole movie, this guy's like, I have to write the perfect song. I'm going to write the perfect symphony and do this whole thing. And you hear it, and it's fine, I guess. It's fine.
Okay.
Or they do things where, oh, my goodness, it's the most valuable thing ever, like on Pulp Fiction, where they open the briefcase and they see the gold thing, but they don't tell you what it is. They never tell you what's in the case, because whatever it is not going to be as good as whatever you're imagining.
Okay.
This one, they actually met expectations, I think, perfectly.
It was amazing.
That picture was great, and I, like, actually feel like I was just like, oh, my God, I can feel this for you all.
He never looked at it, right?
Right.
Up until it got published.
He didn't know it until it was in.
Until it was published, and... That was pretty fantastic to me.
This movie did make me think, like, screw Time Magazine, though, because they're just going to, like, fire people like that? Like, screw you guys, no notice, but you
this
just don't work here?
Based off a true story, or was it?
No, but they're, like, they're saying it's for Time Magazine.
Okay.
They say, like, well, we're going from Time, the publication, to Time, the online publication, or whatever, so we don't need you. Because, I mean, I feel like it was just the group that Adam Scott was in that was, like, being completely heartless about it. Like, the people in the office all seemed to, like, they liked their jobs, they liked each other, they were all, like, working.
Everybody seemed to really enjoy working there, like, and being a part of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, like, to have this guy come in and just immediately just step on toes, and I don't care about you or your feelings, you're going to be out of a job anyway, so make sure you work your best, or find that we need it, or and then if you don't find it, well, it's fine, because screw you guys anyway.
Yeah.
It was kind of heartbreaking. Yeah. But, man, that picture lived up to the hype.
Yeah, that picture was great.
I was not expecting it to live up to it. Like, I knew it was going to be a picture of Walter or whatever, but I don't know what I was picturing. I kind of thought it was going to be a picture of him just sitting out front eating his lunch or whatever. Like, something just, like, people being people.
Yeah.
Not, like, necessarily a picture of him eating lunch, but I thought, like, he'd be in the picture with other stuff going on. Like, where are they, New York?
Yeah.
With New York just happening around.
That would have been good, too. But I feel like the one that they went with was really
good. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely perfect. Like, the movie itself, it was fine. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I love, like, the visuals of his dreams. I love the way they had it just come in and out. And, like, maybe this guy is going to lose his mind. It's fine. I dug everything about his arc through the whole movie. But, man, that ending was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he's doing after this movie ends?
Whatever he wants. I don't know. Maybe he'll start doing something more adventurous. Might look for a better job.
Like I see him traveling, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think he and Kristen Wiig end up together?
Yes.
Like, in the long run, you think they're together?
Yep. That's because I'm a romantic and...
Yeah, you're allowed to.
And they're meant to be together.
Have you ever seen The Voices?
No.
So, I believe it's on Netflix, but it's a little bit of a love story between Ryan Reynolds and Anna Kendrick, where they are so perfect for each other.
Definitely interested.
But I'm not going to tell you whether or not they end up together.
Okay.
So good.
Voices.
The Voices.
The Voices.
Voices is a different movie.
Okay.
And don't read anything.
Okay.
For real. All
right.
For real.
I won't.
Okay.
I
because Netflix spoils movies like this.
They spoil, like, TV episodes. Like,
you know what
if
else?
You read the little thing at the bottom for the next episode.
Synopsis.
Thanks, Netflix. That was...
So...
Everything that's going to happen in the next one.
Their Twilight Zone is a picture of the big turning point in one of the like their most famous episodes, but like you've never seen it.
No.
So if you click it, that's going to come back into play sooner or later. So you're going to get to the episode like, that's the one that's going to be. So it's like the big twist ending. This would be like spoilers. Like the, what's that movie where Bruce Willis was dead the whole time?
I don't know.
What's that movie? Use your words.
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense. So this is like the Sixth Sense... their tagline. So you got a picture of little Forrest Gump and Bruce Willis, and at the bottom is like, Bruce Willis was dead the whole time, coming soon to theaters. Fuck off. I'm not going to watch this whole thing. You got it right on the poster.
Yeah.
Dicks. But John dies at the end. Perfect.
That's like a book title. Or is it a book or a movie?
It's a book and a movie. The book is better, but they're different. It's like The Shining. The Shining and The Shining are so different that it's fine to keep them separate.
Okay.
It's so good.
I've heard a lot about John dies in the end.
So good.
Definitely want to read it.
I'll let you borrow it. It's a good one. They have like 3 or 4 books now. The second one's This book is filled with spiders. Seriously, dude, don't open it. Like, that's the name of the book. I love it. No, I was very pleasantly surprised by your movie. This is a good pick. Good job.
I love this movie.
It's got nothing to do with Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I could totally see this being a Thanksgiving movie to me.
Why?
Because I feel like he was not appreciating his life in general, mm-hmm. but also like his specific gift of being like, okay, this is exactly the photo we need to use. So like, yeah, the photographer's taking the pictures, but he was picking the ones that were going to have like the most impact on people.
Yeah.
That's a gift, I think. So I feel like
and bringing he was taking, up to life the right way too, because
yeah.
The photographer that they had was doing it kind of old school, it seemed, compared to it.
Yeah, he was doing everything envelope to envelope.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. It's a good one. Like, I get, like, he had to go do all this crap to realize that he dug being himself.
I love that adventure part.
No, me too.
Love it.
I love it too, and that's what I'm saying. Like, he had to go through all this just to be like, you know what, things are all right. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Like, rediscovering that he's good at skateboarding and all of that. Like, I love that little interaction between him and the son.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I know how to do that. Let me show you a couple tricks. And she's, like, on the phone in the background and... The son's, like, being amazed.
I did. I liked all of that. I thought the kid was going to be way more of the movie, and I was so happy it wasn't.
No, I think he was in it the perfect amount.
Yeah, this could have turned into just, like, a boring romantic comedy so easy. And instead it was like, we're going to watch Ben Stiller go around the world, and then we'll add in a little bit of a romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm. I think it was in there just enough.
Yeah, it didn't feel shoehorned at all.
Mm-mm.
I want you to watch the old one, though, because it's a different movie.
Okay. Is it closer to the short story? Or is it just completely separate?
I don't remember the short story. I know I've read it, but it's been probably
the short story
20 years.
Like I had completely forgotten about it when I watched this movie, and was like, "Oh yeah, it's based off a book." Now I want to read the book, and then like read through the description, and was like, "Oh yeah, I have read this. I read this back in high school."
So what's the one you read in high school?
The one I read in high school. It's just a married man, and he's tootling his wife around to wherever she has to go for the day. So she gets her hair done, goes shopping, whatever. So at one point, he's a race car driver, and then by snapping him out of he's a race car driver. He robbed a bank or something. He's driving fast, and she starts yelling at him, "Hey, you need to slow down. You can't just be driving so reckless." And that's what
that's the whole movie, pretty much. Though
that's what's
the whole
out of
story.
It, yeah, there are parts like that. Or he's an Air Force pilot at one point. I feel like another time he's a spy.
But in real life, nothing happens to him.
Nothing happens.
Then movie's different as well.
He's completely sitting and waiting for his wife and daydreams while she's doing her thing.
I think I might have Walter Mitty disease.
Well, on the bright
Walter
side.
Walter mitosis.
Things might be going better then.
Yeah, there you go.
What if it goes like this movie?
Yeah. I'm about to jump off a cliff into shark-infested waters and then come out married to Emma Roberts or Stone. You guys can pick. Fight over me. It's fine. I dug seeing, like, a lot of the scenery in this. And, like, it was like watching the BBC Earth or whatever.
Yeah, it was definitely beautiful. I love the Tibetan mountain cross where he gives, like, the cake, and that's what...
I would love to go to Tibet and just see that stuff in real life.
Mm-hmm. I love that the cake, though, that's... Oh, yeah, okay, you're good. That's it.
That's what it takes. I love seeing the different kinds of people in it, too. And how everyone seemed pretty welcoming to him, with the exception of that bar.
Yeah.
But then they were after a minute.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they were.
They most were okay most up of the people were all right.
He didn't look like he wanted to be there, and I think they picked up on that.
I think they definitely were like, well, you think you're better than here.
Yeah.
But no, I love Ben Stiller anyway. He was great in this.
I think it's one of his best movies.
Yeah. Definitely the most, like, the highest watchability to me, or rewatchability, because I was telling you, like, I watched it, and I didn't really, you know, it was all right. And then I watched it again, and then, like, the fifth time, I was like, I think I like this movie.
I love this movie from the first time I watched it.
I like it.
It was so good.
I was very, very pleasantly surprised by it. Because what I got from the trailer is not this movie. This is, like, and I thought the one in the trailer looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. This movie was pretty great. I really, really dug it. Yeah. And I can't get over that last picture. Like, the moment when he sees it is probably one of my favorite moments in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Probably top 10.
What did you think of Todd's character?
Todd?
The guy he's talking about from eHarmony or Match or whatever?
Oh, Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
I thought it was a funny running gag, whatever. But then when he's like, hey, Walter Mitty, I filled out this thing, and I really need you to do this. And he's like, well, I'm actually doing whatever. I'm on a mountain or whatever he said.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, okay, I feel like this guy's going to find and kill Walter Mitty.
Really?
Like, he kept calling. Like, he was so invested. But at the same
he's
time.
He's trying to help him out.
No, I know. But I don't know. Like, have you ever called customer service for anything, ever?
I don't do phone calls.
Right. And if you did, and they were like, hey, I'm going to call you back in a couple of days, and I'm going to tell you what your account's doing, wouldn't you be like, I feel like that's not all right? A little bit?
I feel like a couple of days is a while. I feel like I'd want it.
Well, I don't know. He's on a dating site. Maybe, or I do like when he was just like, well, I already know who I want to match with. So just, like, make it match. I like that part.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I love that he saves him in, like, two-thirds of the way to the end when he ends up locked away in customs or whatever. Do you know anybody?
I do like that.
Todd.
I was kind of waiting for... when he meets him and everything, I was really waiting for him... Like, I know the voice, so it's Patton Oswalt, but I was waiting for him to be like, oh, I'm going to close my account or whatever, and then for him to just completely turn on him and be like, what are you talking about? You think you're better than this? You think you're better than this? Like, something. Just because it's Patton Oswalt.
Okay.
And, like, while he can play, like, a sweet character, a nice character, whatever, he's real good at playing a dick as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. I liked him in the movie, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I like him anyway, but I really... really dug him in his part in this movie.
Yeah, I really like that role. It was kind of a neat little character that kept kind of popping up.
And that's what I like, is like, he didn't stay in the movie, but every once in a while he'd be like, oh yeah, I forgot about this whole dating site thing. I do think that, what was it, eHarmony, right?
Yeah, I think it's eHarmony.
I feel like that's going to date the movie a little bit.
You think so?
Because, like, we're always going to know it was when eHarmony was big.
Okay.
Because, like, even now, like, I know eHarmony is still a thing, but people have more or less moved on to Tinder or whatever else, apps rather than websites.
But it's the only site where you're going to match, you know, by all these different certain things that you put in.
Good job picking this movie. I know, like, I was like, when you said it, I was just like, ugh, I know it's been on my list, but, like, ugh. Like, I knew I wanted to watch it, but I also didn't want to turn it on. I mean, I bought it right when it came out.
And you didn't watch it until I had you watch it?
Yeah. I feel like I bought it like that Black Friday for like $4 at Target or something.
I definitely bought it for $4.
Let's rate this mother.
I give it 5 lost photos that I can't believe are totally in the wallet the whole time out of 5. I love, love, love this movie. But it's top 10.
Threw that wallet away.
I would not have. I would have treasured it always.
Would you have?
Yeah, that was nice of him. It's all specially.
But he was so mad.
Okay, well, I don't break things when I'm mad, and I don't throw things out. And
weird.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's like. I think I would give this one like a 4.5 daydreams where people are like sitting there talking to me and saying, Ralphie, are you paying attention? You can't have that. You'll shoot your eye out. Out of 5. But I did dig it. I dug it a lot. And on that note, go filk yourself.
As you filk.